97 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best. Wake up!
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Although I know it is a tough day today. Of course, 19 years ago, tragedy hit our country, forever changing it and the world. But today, we're trying to turn a day of tragedy into a day of good by giving back. And we encourage all of you listening to join us. So what we're doing is we are challenging ourselves to do at least one good deed today. And if you're looking for maybe some ideas for a good deed, you can go to our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. We put, I think, like 11 of them up there, just different things that you could do today. And we'd love for you to do one of them and then post a picture and tag us so we could show you off to everybody. And Greg and I will be doing that after the show, and producer Art. We're going to be doing that today. So it'll be a good thing. I want to read a text that we got a few minutes ago from Caitlin. She wrote in, she said, thank you guys for talking about 9/11. I'm a transplant from New York, and I feel like people here in Cali don't feel the magnitude of the day as much as New Yorkers do. I'm also a teacher, and last year my school didn't even acknowledge it or say anything about it on 9/11. Thank you for the text, Caitlin, and absolutely, we have to talk about it. You know, and we have to educate our children on it. And I hope as a teacher you did. You know, it's not an easy subject, but a necessary one. I mean, it changed everything forever.
Yeah, I mean, it really changed everybody's life, everybody's outlook. And I mean, it was just such a horrific day. But you know what? There is hope. And I hope, you know, it kind of rings true to today. We are so divided as a country right now. But if you remember, after 9/11, everyone came together. Every person. It didn't matter, political, race, whatever. There was such unity in this country for, you know, so many months and, you know, maybe year after word. And that, you know, gives me hope. It, you know, hopefully we can do that again, bring everybody together.
For sure. You know, and I was a teenager at the time when it happened. And I do remember that. Everybody waving the American flag and everybody just looking out for one another and just being kind. And yeah, we truly came together as a nation. Yeah, it's a tough day. For sure. It is absolutely a tough day. But thank you for waking up and being here with us. We are going to get into Text the Truth in about 8 minutes from now. And of course, it is your time to confess to anything you would like. It could be fun. It could be serious. Whatever. Just text 888-456-9970. You can remain anonymous. But we'll get into it. We'll read some of your confessions in Text the Truth in just a few minutes on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
The best morning show.
Go.
Big Bay Mornings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Text the Truth, your opportunity to confess to something that's been weighing on you. Of course, you can remain anonymous, but go ahead and text your truths right now to 888-456-9970. Let's start in the 510. They texted in saying, I kind of feel bad for this, but I convinced my parents to write my brother out of their will. We have
kinda
never
feel bad.
Yeah.
What mean?
We've never gotten along, and he stopped visiting my parents a long time ago. So it was real easy to convince them to write him out of the will.
Oh my God, that's funny. Well, I guess you get everything now. It's kind of brilliant, mean and brilliant.
I would be so upset if my sister convinced my mom to write me out of her will.
Well, don't do anything to get written out.
I was actually chatting with your sister the other day, texting. Yeah,
what?
See, we're writing you out of the will, Benny. We eliminated the middleman. Me and Nikki, we just went straight to each other.
Yeah, is she going to take my place here as a host next or what?
Yeah, well, you never know. You don't know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, what were you talking about? Now I'm curious. You were talking to my sister?
Uh-oh.
We actually have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend sent me a text saying she didn't know that Nikki was your sister and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, my God, you're friends with my friend. It's really not that exciting.
Oh, okay.
Hated it.
Get back to Text the Truth. They're more interesting.
925. Oh, I don't know if I should share this, but I'm going to. 925 says that they have stolen multiple packages off their neighbor's doorstep.
Okay, that's horrible. You should feel horrible about that.
They should definitely. 925. But they said that their neighbors, they said the neighbors are complete jerks and deserve it. But they never order anything good. The best thing that I got was some replacement cups for a Nutribullet.
I'm not even going to laugh at this. I'm not.
Although I'm actually in need of some of those replacement cups and a blade for my Nutribullet right now. Maybe they stole. Wait, what? Huh?
I was, not only is it a bad thing to do, but it also annoys me because that's all anybody ever posts on Nextdoor in my neighborhood. That's the only thing that happens in my neighborhood is people stealing packages, and they post on nonstop about it.
415 says, about 10 years ago, I hooked up with my college professor. He was married and had a son who was older than me.
Oh, my God.
This is real?
That's a real text that came through. You know, I think that's a fantasy of a lot of college students. Both men and women.
Listen, the fantasy is fine, but not if the person's married to kids.
Well, they can have kids. It's just not married.
Correct.
Okay, there it is. Well, you can keep them coming to 888-456-9970. We'll take a quick pause, and we're coming right back on Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning when you wake up. Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. It is Big Bay Mornings. We are getting ready to get out of here for the weekend. But let's read some texts that have come through throughout the morning. We'll start with 650. Oh, they were texting regarding Text the Truth, which we've been doing on Fridays. Kind of like a confession. 650 said, a couple years ago, I went to Disneyland with my ex-husband and mom. I told my boyfriend I was just going with my mom. We love Disneyland. My ex-husband and I, my boyfriend does not. Nothing happened, just pure Disney enjoyment. That's still, you're in a gray area there for sure.
They're going to be mad if they find out. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong in that way, but you still lied to your, yeah, that's going to get you.
408 texted in, I'm very sorry, guys. I just found out that my son won't stop texting Art's phone after you gave his phone number out on the air this morning. So a little backstory, if you missed it, our phone lines are down in the studio, so we had to play Secret Sound. So we just said, you know what? The ninth caller to call producer Art's cell phone will get to play Secret Sound. And so Elizabeth was the ninth caller. She won. But now your phone has been blowing up nonstop, right?
Yes. My voicemail box is 100% full. I got the notification for that. And yeah, I think the son who's texting me photos or whatever, he sent me three pictures of their dog. And then said, R.I.P. dude, aww, sorry about your phone.
It, let me see the dog.
Yeah, is it a cute dog? What kind of dog is it?
With the, it's like a golden retriever.
Aww. Okay.
And then this is a powerful text. It says, from the 707, I just want to tell you guys that you saved me from a crazy suicidal depression at the beginning of this quarantine. Turning you guys on every single morning really changed things for me. Thank you from the bottom. It's going to be hard to make it through. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for that text. You know, and
wow, that is powerful.
Here we are in the middle of National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Yesterday was World Suicide Prevention Day. And, you know, the whole idea behind those is to raise awareness that suicide can be prevented. And I know now more than ever, with a pandemic and everybody stuck at home and just, you know, life upside down as we know it, there are many of us dealing with mental health issues. And we always say on this show that it's okay to not be okay. And in fact, Demi Lovato actually released a song last night titled that. But silence is not the answer, and nobody should be silent. So please, if you are dealing with something, reach out to someone. I'm begging you, whoever that may be.
And checking on your friends. I had no idea. I texted one of my friends I hadn't heard from in a while, and I was like, well, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you. And she was like, listen, I was fine. I was making it through COVID. I'm stuck in the house, you know, working from home. But then when the fire started and the smoke came, and she's just like, I'm in a bad place right now, blah, 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 blah. I had no idea. I just reached out to say hello. So I was like, okay, I need to check in on her more often. I need to be a better friend to this person because everybody's going through it, and I think that's why I left for a week to get, I mean, the smoke and all that stuff, it just added another layer of heaviness onto everybody's life. So check in on your friends and your family.
For sure. And, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in your own stuff, and, you know, life is hectic, and you forget. But, yes, pick up the phone, send a text, check in on your loved ones. And I think for you, Greg, I think that's great that you did go see your friend in Philadelphia, which is where you are right now. And, I mean, you do live alone, and you've been stuck at home, essentially, since March. I mean, that's it. Do you know, to the day, 6 months ago today, the World Health Organization declared the pandemic? It was 6 months to the day.
I did not know that, no. But, I mean, it, speaking from her, but for me, too, it was the smoke was the final straw. The wildfires were sort of like, oh, my God, seriously? Like, this is another thing. And so, yeah, it helped me to get out, and I'm happy that and grateful I had an escape. A lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really does make a huge impactful difference to reach out and just say hello to someone. How are you doing? I mean, it really does.
And I'm being honest. This is not being corny, nothing like that. Hit us up. We would love, if we are those people, please call us, text us. Although our phone lines aren't working right now. But we would love to hear from you.
We're
still getting the text. Thank
you. All right, everybody. Listen, we love you. Take care. Stay safe. Love one another. Have a great weekend. And we will see you back here bright and early on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
We love you. Peace.